This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
If I held my breath on you, how would I die a thousand times? And if chewing was to show you how much I kid, I'll probably be wearing dentures by now. But if I held my breath on you.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer and pianist Benjamin Clementon has an extraordinary backstory to go with his extraordinary voice and stage presence. Raised in a rough area in the north of London, he spent several years in Paris, busking on the streets and subways and living essentially as a vagabond. But a single appearance on the BBC announced him as a startling new talent. He's now released his full-length debut called At Least For Now, and he'll play a few songs at our piano. This first one is called Condolence. It's Benjamin Clementon live on Soundcheck.
I swear that you've seen me. Yes, you've seen me here before. And so, don't you dare tell it. Don't you dare tell it otherwise. This voice, this particular voice, yes, you've heard it before. And so, don't you dare tell it. Don't you dare tell it otherwise. No wonder why the road seems so long, 'cause I had done it all before, and I won. This feeling that you're feeling, tell me, don't be ashamed, you felt it before. Before, and so don't you dare tell it, don't you dare tell it otherwise. And I almost forgot, foolish me, I almost forgot where I'm from. We see the rain before the rain even starts to rain. No wonder why you've been bugging me. This walk, it's a previous journey, and I won. Why the road seems so long, 'cause I had done it all before. No wonder why you've been bugging me. This walk, it's a previous journey, and now my condolence. I'm sending my condolence to fear. I'm sending my condolence. I'm sending my condolence to insecurities. You should know by now. You should know by now that I just don't care. But what you might say will only bring someone down here. That I'm sending my condolence. I'm sending my condolence to you. I'm sending my condolence. I'm sending my condolence to insecurity. Thank you.
The name of the song is Condolence, a live performance here on Soundcheck by the English-born pianist and composer and vocalist Benjamin Clementon. You'll find a version of that on his full-length debut LP called At Least For Now. And Benjamin, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
It's amazing how much drama you can get out of one guy at one keyboard. Some of the drama comes from actually watching you play the piano. I have never seen anyone loom over the instrument the way you do.
Right.
We do have a piano bench, but you've chosen instead a percussionist stool, which is quite high up. Why is that?
Yeah, just for sake of comfortability, really. In Paris, I got myself a piano in my flat, and but I had no stool. Forgot to get a stool. So I went downstairs and I lived on a restaurant. It's a bar, and then I asked them for a chair and they gave me a stool. I started practicing like that, so why not?
Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
The music that comes from the piano, once you get to it, has really baffled people, even as they really respond to it. I mean, I hear elements of Philip Glass, Erik Satie, little Chopin here and there. So are these in the art song tradition as opposed to coming out of pop?
It's just coming out of me. Yeah. But I have many, many, what's called, people that I look up to in music who are, almost all of them are dead. So, but for example, you said Erik Satie.
Right.
Chopin and Debussy. I don't really know a lot about Philip Glass, but I know that he's quite minimalistic as well, and
right,
he's respected for his pieces. I like classical music, and I'm just lucky to express myself, and it sounds like it's in tune when I sing. So that's the. But I really adore the piano, and I like classical music. So,
yeah. Well, the story goes that you kind of honed your songwriting skills on
exactly.
The streets of Paris.
Exactly, yes.
You can't very well bring a piano out onto the street corners or into the metro, so
yeah.
What were you doing there?
I actually started singing on the streets, and I got myself a piano, guitar
mm-hmm.
after about 6 months of singing a cappella. Eventually, after meeting a couple of people, and I went out to play in bars, and they had a piano there,
mm-hmm.
and it was after not playing the piano for about 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, 6 years. I went back on it. And then I realised that, actually, maybe this is it, you know. Because I never actually thought that I could sing, in fact. You know, I never sang before, so.
You know, it's interesting to be away from something that long and then come back to it and find that maybe that's where your musical home is.
Yeah.
A lot of your songs that are about journeying, about being away, about playing with this sense of home and not at home.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a reflection of your kind of wanderings?
Well, it's a reflection of life, really. I think a lot of people go through that all the time. It's to do with love as well, you know, when you're in a relationship, you know, it just happens that one day they'll be going, you know, and it's feeling home is when you're with them. Feeling away is when they're gone. So it's pretty much a reflection of life.
Yeah.
And, of course, I mean, I'm the one writing my own song, so it's certainly about my life too, but I think I'm speaking for thousands, so.
Yeah. Right. Now, you're born in London.
Yeah.
Were your parents immigrants, or are they London born?
Well, they were London born, but, you know, I still respect my ancestors, and I do hope that I go to Africa one day and, you know, do something. But
There's Ghana in the family past, England in your personal past, France. Where is home now?
Home is a concept to me. I mean, I came here a couple of months ago in America, the first time, and I went to a place called Wikiup, which is in Arizona. And I love that place so much. Unfortunately, they've only got like 300 people living there. But, you know, I really like that place very much, and I like it when there's when there's peace,
right?
You know, and it's and you can hear birds and you see the sun, the moon, the stars, and this is home. Feeling that you're thinking about what someone else is thinking about and feeling comfortable. His home, I guess. And it could be anywhere. I mean, Plato, the philosopher, said that, you know, the world's my citizen is the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not Greek. I'm not... and so on and so forth. I'm just a citizen of the world. So that's what I embrace, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very elegant way of avoiding my question. If I send you a letter, where am I? What city am I sending it to?
You might as well just pass you on to somebody to give it to me, because I am literally a vagabond. I am.
So still kind of wandering around.
Yeah, I mean, the world is beautiful, and you must travel to respect and be humble.
Mm-hmm.
You must travel to understand why we live.
Well, you've also picked the right profession because, as we've seen, you know, you can no longer be a professional musician just on record sales. You need to be traveling. You need to be touring. You need to be on the road and playing for people.
Yeah. I mean, I really think my strongest, what's it called, ability will be performing. In terms of recording, it's quite tricky. Well, and of course, you know, I love it when I'm in the radio studios as well.
Okay.
Because obviously I am talking to not just you, but a lot of people.
Right.
So
right.
It's, and it's live. I like it when it's live.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Well, then I'm going to let you get back to the piano. I do want to ask you about the record in a moment, but you want to do Cornerstone for us next?
Yes.
All right. Benjamin Clementon is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. The album's called At Least For Now. It is his debut full length, although there have been a couple of EPs along the way. Once again, this song called Cornerstone.
I'm alone in a box of stone. When all is said and done, as the wind blows to the east from the west, onto this bed my tears have their solemn rest. I'm lonely, alone in a box of stone. They claim to love me, but they're lying. I've been lonely, alone in a box of stone. It wasn't easy getting used to this. I used to scream, it's not true that it's only when the door is locked that nobody enters. 'Cause mine had been open to your demise. And I'd come, well, who am I? What have I done to deserve this? What have I done? Said I've been lonely, alone in a box of my own. They claim to love me and be near me, but they're lying. I've been lonely, alone in a box of stone. And this is the place, and I'll be longer. It's my home. Lovers, I've slept and wept and wailed, but Promises to stay had never been kept. This bare truth of which those who experience never dare share. Well, I hope you share. I hope you do share. 'Cause I've been lonely, alone in a box of my own. They claim to love me, have been near me, but they're lying. I've been lonely, alone in a box of my own. And this is a place and I'll be longer. It's my home.
That's Cornerstone, another live song from Benjamin Clementon. On his album, At Least For Now, it's also in our studio, in that live performance at our piano from Benjamin Clementon. You know, when you are playing a type of music that is not a comfortable fit into any of the traditional genres, people do cast about for, well, what does this remind me of? Yes. Who does this sound like?
Yes.
And I know you get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of people saying Nina Simone.
Exactly, yes.
And I've heard Anthony Hegarty from Anthony and the Johnsons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, if you ask Anthony, he'll say Nina Simone.
Right, right.
So it comes back to her. At what point in your life, in your career, did you actually hear her?
Nina Simone?
Yeah.
It's when I went to Paris, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was around 20. It's when I heard Nina Simone. I wouldn't actually say she's an influence.
Yeah.
What I would say is I understand why people would say that. If you put everything on the table, I think what they're trying to say is that it just comes from the heart, I guess. So, and it's sincere.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great, great musician, great artist.
Right.
I'm not a great artist and a great musician now. I only just started. I've just got to let, you know, time pass, and I've got to create, and hopefully one day. I think what I would say is that gratitude and praise kills artists.
Ah.
And I wouldn't want to fall in that trap.
Yeah. So you don't read your reviews?
I used to earlier on, because obviously it was new to me, but now it is not what's called advisable and a good idea to read what people say about you. Because then you get too big-headed sometimes. Or you start crying.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, creativity is such a fragile thing that, you know,
exactly.
And if you're someone at the beginning of the process,
yeah,
and someone, like, just comes down really hard on you, that could be a really hard thing to overcome.
Yeah, but, I mean, hey, you're the one that asked me about, you know, my life in Paris and busking. And,
right.
There's nothing much harder than sleeping in the snow. I mean, I've faced so many tough situations that I don't think the only person I'm actually scared of is myself, really.
Mm-hmm.
So
bad reviews not going to make you cry after all.
No, but, I mean, hey, it's an opinion, you know.
Right,
yeah,
right,
but
yeah,
people,
yeah, yeah,
you just got to accept people's opinions.
Yeah. The record, At Least For Now, while it is centered on your voice and the piano, a song like Nemesis, for example, gets a real, almost cinematic treatment. There are some beautiful kind of orchestral arrangements.
Thank you.
Remember your day. Summer.
So are you a lyrics first kind of writer?
Yeah, I like poetry. And when I was very young, I used to busk school to go to the library to read poems from William Blake especially. So
when you were in, you were supposed to be in school reading Shakespeare, but you're off.
Exactly. Yes. I would wander off, and I would just go to the library, and I also wanted to get out of trouble. You know, like, well, I was actually getting into trouble, but not going to school. But you know, school itself was, yeah. You know, when you don't really like people, you tend to want to stay away from them as a kid.
Well,
that's what I did, and I went to the library because in the library, you know, there were only old people there, so no one bothered me or anything. Mm-hmm. I just picked up a book, and in most cases, I read a lot of William Blake and some philosophy as well. I didn't understand them. I just read them.
So how are you with people now and Shakespeare now?
What's the Shakespeare thing?
Well, I mean, if you're trying to get away from Shakespeare by reading William Blake, I mean, hopefully now you've come around to think, this Shakespeare guy,
I didn't really like Shakespeare when I was young. I would talk about him. It was teachers always went on about Shakespeare, you know, and I loved, you know.
Benjamin, there is a reason for that.
Of course, he's a genius and he wrote a lot and he's from North England, I think, and he's, you know, he's, but hey, it's William Blake. There's you know, even Virginia Woolf and, mm-hmm. you know, Caroline Duffy and, you know, these, Arthur Rimbaud to Charles Baudelaire. No one talked about them, you know, it's all about Shakespeare. So, but you know, I'm all right now.
You're okay now.
I'm all right now. Yeah.
You know,
Hemingway as well.
Yeah. I mean, people who listen to your songs might miss, there is a kind of a, it's there, it's subtle, but it's a dark streak of humor in some of your songs. Do you worry that people might be missing that element of what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think they recognize that when they come to watch me play. Because I'm not going to let people go home crying or sad, or you know, I try to blend it. So yeah, it's very, you're very right. Life isn't just sad.
Right.
I mean, it's a beautiful world, and you know, you've just got to, as well as the hard times are coming, we've got to watch the soft times that they may not go. So yeah, I mean, it's all mixed together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it comes out on the album called At Least for Now by Benjamin Clementon, who's here with us on Soundcheck today. You want to do another song for us?
Yeah, last song, Gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
All right. Benjamin Clementon making his way back to our Steinway here in the Soundcheck studio. This one is called Gone.
Walking down to 8406, holding bags of mother sent cornflakes, guessing somebody might have noticed a little boy, big head, small ears, wild, making a bellow through a Sunday mist. I'm sure we've all been there, done it. Prepare a little time to reminisce on all that eventually falls into nothingness. All will be gone. After all, before we'll get to the knowing, all will be gone. I went back to a life seemed promising at first, gambling on memory's lane. I tried a trip through all the pavement and fields, but I lost, cause all had changed. Like the road I used to cross to school is now full of prostitutes. No wonder why the priest is dead. No wonder why the priest is dead. No, brother, when did you get married? Neighbors, where did you vanish to? If it's true wonderland, it's not known to my kind. Mankind, art will be gone. After all, before we all get to the knowing, art will be gone. What is it about relationships? What is it about relationships we just don't get? Here we are, always thinking we've learned, only to get smacked and realize we are but mere students of life. And it feels like we've been fighting a lost battle, only to realize at the end of it all. It feels like we've been brought to a royal banquet, only to be served the brew and a richard floor. But I say, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All because I'm here now and I can't go back. It's too late. And so I'll get it all going whilst it all gets lost. And
that is Benjamin Clementon and a bluesy, torchy little number called Gone, which you will find on his album called At Least For Now. Live performance here in the Soundcheck studio, and there are touches of what sounds like very American, what we call the Great American Songbook, in Gone. Is that anything that you would have grown up with?
I mean, America's American. Everyone knows America. American music is so powerful and so, it's part of every culture, I think.
Yeah.
For some reasons, and especially in England. And, of course, it's Nat King Cole to Jimi Hendrix to the great Sinatra, I adore all these old timers, and Franklin and Billie Holiday and great Johnny Cash. I really respect American music, but not in this generation, unfortunately. But I mean, there are people out there, I believe, who are extremely talented. Who needs to recognize? But I guess in music, you don't really have to recognize. You don't have to. If you love music and you do music, that's about it, really. If people hear about you and they want to listen to you, then they listen to you. But the idea isn't trying to get famous or trying to. Your culture is huge.
Yeah.
It's concerning music, And I just find it a bit sad sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, there are days where you're wading through, stacks of albums and press releases and download links and stuff, and then you come across something and you think, that's why I do this.
Right.
And hearing your EP,
Cornerstone.
I walk, I cry.
I
dream, I walk. Yeah, yeah. That did that for me.
Oh, thank you very much. That's a huge compliment. Thank you very much.
Well, Benjamin, it's been a real pleasure having you here with us in the studio today. Thank you for performing for us.
Thank you very much.
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
I dream, I smile, I walk, I cry, I dream, I smile, I walk, I cry. You might not say that it's a wonderful world, and it's a wonderful life, and it's a wonderful day, just as yesterday. But I won't complain. No, I won't complain. Oh, my good days are far gone.